We continue today with our study of the Novi Zechariah, Perek Yud, Chapter 10. Again, drawing heavily upon the commentary of Malbim. For the Malbim, the last two psukim of Perek Tes told of a time when people will no longer be impressed by Avnei Nezer, by gemstones in the crown, by luxurious jewelry, etc., but rather they will appreciate the basics of life, the dogon v'sirosh, the grain and the wine. Following that note, Perek Yud now begins, Sha'alu me Hashem motor be'eis malkosh. Pray for rain in its proper time. Hashem osech hazizim. After all, even if the meteorologists say there's not going to be any rain, God can create chazizim. Chazizim are rain clouds. U'mitargeshem yitein lohem. And he can give it you much rain, leish esev basode, so that people have plants, grass, etc., in a plentiful manner. Ki hatrofim dibru oven, v'hakosmim chozu sheker, v'chalomos hashov yidaberu, hevel yinachemun. Here, the Navi says, turn to God, and He will give you the rain that you need, the rain, of course, which is the symbol of parnosa and hatzlocha and prosperity. People, when they search for rain, Jewish people as well, look to all sorts of soothsayers, magicians, witches, witchcraft, and as well to all sorts of natural techniques to try to bring about the rain. And here the Ribbono Shel Olam is saying, don't do that anymore. Rely upon me, the Almighty God. Because the trofim, the magic idols that you have, Dibru Oven, they're speaking in a wrong, distorted way. The Hakosmin, the sorcerers, Chazu Sheker, what they see is false. The Chalomos, Hashov Yidaberu, the dreamers, those who interpret dreams, waste of time. Hevel Yinachemun, it's all vanity, it's all emptiness. Alkei Nasuch Motzon, that's why they have now scattered like sheep. Ya'anu, they are subjugated, they are pressed down, these magicians and sorcerers and forecasters of the weather, ki ein roe, they've lost their shepherd. Al horoim choro api, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I am angry at these roim, these shepherds who have misled the sheep. V'yal ha'atudim efkot, and I will take revenge upon atudim, are the fat cows, meaning the princes, the wealthy, the upper class, etc. Kifokat Hashem tzevokos es edro es beis Yehuda. Enough already with these false shepherds. Enough with these fat sheep. Because now I have remembered, God has remembered, His flock, the house of Yehuda. V'sam osam kisus hodo b'milchama. These weak sheep, until now we're led like lambs to the slaughter. God says that He will make them now like a horse whose majesty is seen in war. A glorious, proud, powerful horse, the symbol of military victory. The Malbim adds that there is a distinction between Hod and Hodor. They both mean majesty, glory, beauty. But Hodor says, the Malbim refers to an outer beauty, Hod to an inner beauty. And the inner beauty of the horse you only see when the horse is tested in war. And the Ribbono Shel Olam says that the Beis Yehuda, the Jewish people, will be like a horse whose might and majesty and power you see in action, Bamilchoma. Mimenu Pino, that the foundation stone will now come from Beis Yehuda. Mimenu Yosed. Yosed is the peg that holds down the tent. Malbim again. There's a metaphor here of a pina, a foundation stone of a large castle. That's royalty, the king. Mimenu Yosed, the one who holds down the tent. That is the spiritual leader, the Kohen, the Rosh HaSanhedrin. So out of the Jewish people will come a cornerstone and a stake, S-T-A-K-E, to hold down the tent, meaning a king and a spiritual leader, Melech v'Kohen. Mimenu keshes milchomo. And the power of weaponry will also come from them, meaning the Jewish people will no longer need foreign protectors, will no longer need all the Malchei Poras v'Yovon v'Romi, because we ourselves will have our king. We ourselves will have our spiritual leaders, and we ourselves will have our weaponry. Mimenu yetze kol noges yachtov. From the Jewish people themselves will be driven away every oppressor. All that we need will be found within us as a people, whether it's political leadership, spiritual leadership, military leadership, driving away all the oppressors. Perhaps that's referring to international leadership, to diplomatic leadership. It will all come from us. For hoyu chigiborim, and they will be like strong people, bosim betit chutzos bamilchama, who trample upon the mud during the war. They will be powerful. They will march powerfully, even in the swamps. V'nilchamu, they will wage war, ki Hashem imam, because God is with them. V'hovishu rochvei susim, they will put to shame those chariot riders who ride upon horses. They will be ashamed. The Jewish people, the weak lambs, will now be the military power. V'gibarti es Beis Yehuda, I will strengthen Beis Yehuda. V'es Beis Yosef Oshia, and I will also help the Beis Yosef. Remember, there are two components of the Jewish people, Yehuda and Ephraim, the kingdom of Yehuda and the kingdom of the other Shvatim. God says now, I will strengthen the Beis Yehuda and I will rescue the Beis Yosef. V'hoshvosim, v'hoshvosim, the Radak tells us, is a combination of two verbs. From the verb yoshav, yud shin veiz, I will make them dwell, I will settle them, and also from the verb shuv, shin vov beiz, which means I will bring them back. So vahoshrosim means I will bring them back and I will settle them in the land. Ki richamtim, because I have compassion upon them. For hoyuka asher lozenachtim, and it will seem like I never ever abandoned them. Ki ani Hashem Eloheihem ve'enem, because I am Shem Havaya, I am the Lord their God, and I will answer them. I will respond to them. For hoyuka gibor Ephraim. Ephraim, the Aseres HaShvotim, they will be strong again. V'somach libom kemo yoyin, and their hearts will rejoice as if they drank wine. Uvenehem, and even their children, the next generation, yir'u v'samechu, will see and rejoice. Yogel libom b'Hashem, their hearts will be happy in God. And here, Malbim says for us so beautifully, the people who will experience the actual Yeshua, then v'somach libom kemo yoyin, they will be happy like wine. Simcha, says the Malbim, refers to a present, established, consistent joy. V'samach libam kmo yoyin. They will just be consistently happy. Uvenehem, but the next generation, yiru v'samechu, they will have simcha, consistent joy, but they will also have gila, yogeil libam, because gil refers to a different type of joy from simcha. Gil refers to a renewed joy, a new happening, something astounding and wonderful and unexpected. They will have simcha, regular joy, and they will have gila, yogeil libam, because they will have new, novel joys. Eshrekolohem, I will whistle, I will make a sound like a whistling sound, signaling them to return, va'akabetzeim, and I will gather them, kifedisim, because I have redeemed them, v'rovu kemo rovu, and they will increase, yes, they will increase, they will increase beyond anyone's imagination. In Golos, because of Golos, we're diminished in numbers. When we return, Ravu kemo Ravu, we will increase in numbers. Ve'ezra'im bo'amim. Here, the Malbim tells us as follows. There are many people of Bnei Yehuda that because of all the centuries, the millennia of persecutions, left God, left the Jewish people, and assimilated among the nations. So what will happen to them? The Novi here says, Ve'ezra'im bo'amim. They will be like a seed planted in the earth, rots in the earth. That's the Jew who was assimilated. However, eventually the seed sprouts. The Jew will come back. They will come back. And that will be the Zariah. And through them, many others will come back. These assimilated Jews lost track of their Jewishness, they intermarried. Now they will come back, entire families, and they will become Gerei Emes, because they will see the Das Ha'emes, the true religion. That would be the Zariah. Uva merchakim yizkiruni. No matter how far away they are, how far they have gone, they will still return. They will not die. V'choyu espeneihem. Their children, you might think eventually they'll die out, they'll be lost, they'll be totally boteil. No, they will live v'shavu and they will return to God. V'hashivo simei Eretz Mitzrayim. I will bring them back from Eretz Mitzrayim. And not only from Mitzrayim, which is relatively close to Eretz Yisrael, but Umei Ashur Akabtzeim. I will bring them back even from Ashur. Ashur was a more distant country from Eretz Yisrael than Mitzrayim. And I will bring them V'el Eretz Gilod Ulevanon Aviyem. I will bring them to Gilod. Gilod, says Malbim, is Ever Hayarden HaMizrochi, the east bank. And on the west, I will bring them back to the Levanon, to Lebanon, to northern Israel, southern Lebanon. V'lo yimotzei lohem, there will not be enough room for them. There will not be enough room for these increased numbers. V'yovar bayom tzoro, v'hiko bayom galim. They will be able to just walk through a sea, even a sea of terrible trouble. And they will strike waves in the sea. In other words, the sea will not be an obstacle to them. They'll be able to return across the sea. V'hovishu kol mitzulos ya'or. Indeed, they will dry up all of the swamps of the river. Nothing will be an obstacle to their return. Not the oceans, not the rivers. They will cross all the oceans and the rivers. V'hurad ga'on Ashur v'sheved Mitzrayim yasur. And the majesty of Ashur will be brought down, and the power, the dominion, the rod of Mitzrayim will be turned away. V'gibartim b'Hashem. They will become strong. I will make them strong with Hashem. I, God, will make them strong. Their strength will come from the divine, not from power, not from chayil, not from koach, not from oaths. Uvishmo yishalochu. They will go, returning from Golas, they will go in His name, Nu'um Hashem. So says the Ribono Shel Olam. And so here in Perek Yud, we have a continuation of the glorious vision of a time to come, of which Zechariah speaks. And here and there, as we hear Zechariah speak, we tell ourselves, and hopefully we're right, that even in our times, we're seeing glimpses of what he foresaw. Not totally, obviously, but glimpses, mini successes. Yes, a stronger army, better self-defense, some sovereignty, people returning to Eretz Yisrael from across the sea, across the rivers. We're beginning to see that. Mi'etz Hashem, all of the Nevuah of Zechariah will eventually come true, hopefully, speedily, in our days. And so we have finished the 10th Perek of Zechariah. Mi'etz Hashem, tomorrow we will go on to study together chapter 11, Perek Yud Aleph.